Today is the sixth day in the week of prayer for Christian unity. The theme of this year's event is You Are Witnesses of These Things, taken from the Gospel according to Luke.
William Henn is a Capuchin Franciscan friar and professor of ecclesiology at Rome's Gregorian University and a member of the Catholic Reformed Dialogue Commission.
He was speaking in Rome last night about how much the theologian John Calvin has been an influence on the Reformed Catholic dialogue. He told us more.
There have been three phases of this dialogue, and especially the second phase focused on church. And what I tried to do then was indicate that, yes, there are a lot of points in Calvin about the church, for example, always needing to be reformed, that Catholics can accept also the idea that Jesus is Lord of the church, that the church must have within its structure and its way of operating a kind of a synodal way of operating. That is, it includes people, allows for discussion. That the church needs to really focus on preaching the Word of God and celebrating the sacraments in a way that are very meaningful for people. These were all Calvin ideas, and they're not specifically his, but they were his accent, and we can embrace those too. There are still points of difference between Catholics and Calvin Reformed Christians. Things, for example, like the rejection of the papacy, the idea that maybe bishops aren't part of Christ's plan, that it's okay to have ordained pastors, but you don't need to have bishops in apostolic succession. These are big problems that we have to work at still more. But on the other hand, I think the dialogue has provided a good basis for further direction.